Past the quiet area where law enforcement officials guard the entrance to town, Delmont is a noisy place. National Guard troops use bobcats and dump trucks to clear branches and brush off of the streets. Entire yards are covered in layers of splintered wood, sheet metal, branches, and broken possessions. Sunday's tornado violently destroyed 49 homes and buildings in Delmont. Mayor Meg Ganeri estimates about 90 people have houses they can't repair. That's nearly half of all people who live in the community, and it raises questions.
You know, I've had people come up to me, you know, they're saying their insurance says we have to build here, we have to not. They're taking debris. It's going to take time. People need time to be slow on their process, on what they're going to do. You know, sleep on it a few, you know. It doesn't have to be decided today. You know, take time. You know, people are looking, you know, do we build in Delmont? That's going to be a major question.
Windows are shattered, siding peels off of the sides of houses. Roofs have vanished. Sandy Francis with the Incident Management Assistance Team, helping local officials in Delmont. She says people sorting through the rubble to salvage personal items need to consider the danger of their surroundings.
You know, they have very much kept a focus on safety throughout this entire process. You know, safety for the residents, safety for the responders, the people that are working around here.
Brent says officials are holding off on letting volunteers into town because they want to make sure the environment is safe. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Delmont.